Hey, my name is Jason. I'm the producer of Relationship Radio. I wanted to let you know that we have a brand new website solely dedicated to working on your pies. Introducing itstartswithattraction.com. You can listen to every episode, learn about the pies, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Go to itstartswithattraction.com. It starts with attraction, one word, itstartswithattraction.com to get signed up today.
If your spouse has cheated on you, you know the intense pain that comes with that. Wondering, what did you do wrong? Wondering if he or she is the person you thought they were. The pain increasing because of the fact that other people around you, maybe your parents, maybe your best friends, telling you bad things about your spouse and how that you should never have been treated that way. And so the pain can become almost unbearable. Is there a way to heal from it? Actually, there is. Is there a way to heal the marriage after it? Actually, there is. So let's talk about both those things. How can you heal from your spouse cheating? And how can you heal the marriage if your spouse has cheated? Hi, I'm Dr. Joe Beam with Marriage Helper. This is Kimberly Beam Holmes. She is the CEO of our organization. Kimberly, we see a lot of events where people have been cheated on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would say 3 out of 4, maybe 8 out of 10 of the people who contact us at Marriage Helper, it's because an affair has occurred.
We know that when people come through our 3-day intensive, I haven't checked this statistic lately, but for years, 67%. 2 out of every 3 couples that were there, the marriage had been affected either by his infidelity or her infidelity or both. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty common out there.
Yeah, it is. Even on the broader, I mean, some people would look at us and say, well, you have a very skewed pool that come to you. But even when researchers have tried to just look at the general marriage population, the estimation is 30 to 50% of marriages are going to be affected by an affair at some point in their duration.
Yeah. And the reason it's estimated is because different studies find different numbers.
Right. And there's the truth bias. Like, do we believe that everyone's being honest about infidelity that's happened, or is that too shameful to admit, even in an anonymous survey? So yes, estimates.
Because of that bias, then we're not really sure what the number is, but mm-hmm. It seems to be quite a few. So let's first talk about, how do I heal? Not talking about healing the marriage, but yeah. If my spouse has cheated on me, how do I heal? And I would say one of the first things to do is to begin to examine yourself for the good. You see, often people will think, well, I don't compare to that affair partner. Maybe she's prettier, or he's smarter, or whatever it might be. And we would urge you, don't compare yourself to that person. Most affairs have nothing to do with the fact that your spouse finds you inadequate. Most affairs happen because of the fact they get pulled toward the other person for some reason. And so quit thinking about that other person as your competition. He or she is not. And we want you to help find in your own being, your own strengths, the good things, the assets that you have. Because as long as you think, oh, if I were prettier or smarter or whatever else it might be, then the healing is going to take longer because you're thinking it's my fault and I don't know if I can change. Quit blaming yourself if your spouse had an affair. Now, you might be thinking, but what if I had a contribution to my spouse's affair? What if something I did was part of leading him or her to do that? If that's the case, accept it. Admit it. And then accept it. And then realize that you will not be that person anymore. You can change that. But until you quit beating yourself up, you're not going to get over this. And then start viewing your assets in terms of, what do I have to offer in a relationship if I were to heal this relationship or some future relationship? What are the good things about me? Kimberly, why is that so important?
I was just sitting here thinking, yes, those aspects of self-esteem and where you're getting your self-worth from make a huge difference in how you show up in your relationships. Because when you're looking to that other person to fill that void in you, then you will be on this continuous cycle of feeling not good enough and then looking to them to make it better. And when you're healing from an affair, when the trust has been broken, you're not really going to believe any, whether they come back or not. If that's who you're looking for to fill that void in you, it's never going to be filled. And it can't be. That's not the healthy way for it to be filled. And so being able to see those good things about yourself actually help you to have some more positive self-talk, get rid of that negative self-talk, and it will change the way you end up acting in general, the way that you show up in relationships, the confidence that you have, the way that you're able to better handle your emotions. I mean, it affects a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So get yourself a piece of paper and at the very top of it, write, my spouse's affair was my spouse's decision. In other words, you quit taking responsibility for things you don't need responsibility for. Now, if you in some fashion contributed, then write down, these are things about myself I need to change. Don't go crazy with that, and don't be super judgmental toward yourself. Just be very honest. If you say, okay, I have been in a blue funk for the last 3 months, and maybe that was a contributing factor, or I've refused to have sex with my spouse for the last year, and I believe that that's a factor, then write those things down. Be honest with yourself about that, and then start making a plan to deal with those. But even more importantly, on that sheet of paper, start writing the true assets you have. I'm intelligent. I'm a caring person. I love deeply. Whatever the things are that are true about you. And sometimes that's where you need to get your best friends involved or somebody who knows you very well and say, can you tell me the positive attributes about me? Now, we're not talking about the negatives. I'm not here for you to critique me. I'm here to say, help me think through the positive things about me that make me a worthwhile, genuine, good person. If you can't do that just on your own or with a friend or two helping you, then please go find a counselor or therapist who can help you with your own self-esteem, because you don't need to spend the rest of your life feeling guilty about what your spouse did or feeling that you're unworthy because of what your spouse did. Whatever he or she does is their decision, and you need to find the good in you. Okay, Kimberly, so how can a marriage be healed? We've actually had people get mad at us because we help people put their marriages back together after an affair. And people have chastised us for that. No. They should be thrown out and never looked at again. Mm. But we've seen it happen thousands of times that people can put their marriage back together. So how do you do that?
Yeah, and not just put it back together, but it be stronger and better than ever before. Well, clearly when there's been an affair, there's been a breach of trust in the relationship. And in mm-hmm. the 7 steps that we talk about and how to rescue a marriage, there's the first 3 steps that are very individual focused. But once we get to step 4, that's the step of forgiving and reconciling. The reconciliation part here is crucial. And one of the things that you and I have talked about in the reconciliation toolkits that we've done, which after couples come to our workshop and enter into our Strengthen Your Marriage program, they can get that access to that. But in that, what we've talked about is typically when people go to counselors after an affair has occurred, the counselor is going to start the process way too far down on what we would call the reconciliation road. And they're going to focus way more on the past that can really keep the couple stuck in, mm-hmm. in not actually looking forward and healing, but getting angry about what happened mm-hmm. and reliving the hurt and the pain of it. Mm-hmm. And so the reconciliation process needs to be gone through. So many times people will say, well, if they'll just come home and end the affair, then everything will be good again. That's not true at all. That's not going to be what heals your marriage. You need to go through an intentional process to come back together. And then after you reconcile, rebuilding the trust is key here, because you're not going to be able to move forward in reigniting your passion and intimacy, looking forward and building a dream life together, unless you have reestablished that trust, which will help you heal. Because when, you know, I've heard mom say many times in talking about when y'all divorced and when you were coming back together, that she made the decision to trust you until she had a reason not to. And if she hadn't have done that, I don't know that you would have been able to heal, because you would have felt like you were in a continual mm-hmm. cycle of having to earn trust that you were never able to earn if she was just going to hold it over your head for the next 30 years.
That's correct. So it's a matter of several steps involved. You're learning how to forgive mm-hmm. and the process to go through to get to forgiveness. In the reconciliation model that we have, there are 5 steps, and we talk about various things through those steps and the right time to talk about those things. But it will include forgiveness. It will include assurances that I'm going to be here for you. Sometimes it will include boundaries that have to be set, like this can't happen if we're going to put it back together. And a plan that you put together where that you can get past it, you can get to where you never were before. Actually have a better marriage than you had before. So it's doable. But the reason so many times that you see people where it didn't work is because they just thought, well, we'll just get together in the same house and everything's going to be okay. Well, if you haven't solved the problems, if you haven't dealt with the issues, if you haven't figured out how to go forward in the right way, it's pretty much just a roll of the dice to move back in with each other. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. But you can do a process that will heal the relationship that in a way is similar to the process that you heal you. We're going to find where the flaws are. We're going to examine them, admit they're there, make a plan to deal with them. But we're also going to concentrate a whole lot on the positive. Here's the good stuff. Here's what we can do. And we can show you how to do that, right?
Absolutely.
But that reconciliation plan is not just generally available at this point, right?
Yeah. So we realized that a lot of people were just wanting to consume a bunch of information, even if that's not where their marriage was. And then they didn't know how to correctly apply it. And so what we have done is we've really looked at how we can best help all of the people who come to us. And so we really look at it as simple as this. If you contact our team at Marriage Helper, there's one question we're going to ask: is your spouse willing to work on the marriage right now or not? And if the answer is no, then we have a perfect plan for you. There are absolutely things that you can begin doing. And we have a version of our workshop that you can start with and then have the Save My Marriage program that goes right along with that, along with coaching that will give you the hope and the plan that you need to move toward healing your marriage, even if your spouse isn't engaged at all right now. We absolutely can help you. We actually just had our largest solo spouse workshop ever this past weekend, as of when we're recording this, and we were overwhelmed with the amazing comments that were coming back from participants of how life-changing it was. But if your spouse is willing, then awesome. That's a great place for you to start as well. And we have our couples workshop that you can begin in, as well as the Strengthen Your Marriage program that you will enter into after that with the coaching sessions that go along with it, that give you more access to the things that you need as a couple to work through when you're trying to strengthen in your marriage after an affair has occurred.
So if you are going to wallow in your pain, you will not heal your hurt from the affair. If you're going to let your best friends or any friends continue to tell you how terrible your spouse is and et cetera, you're not going to heal from your affair. Or not from your affair. Let me say that. If your best friend or other friends are continually telling you bad things about your spouse, you're not going to heal from your spouse's affair. So quit wallowing in pity, although I know it hurts. Quit letting other people influence you negatively. Start on the process of looking at you positively. If there are negatives, figure out what they are, deal with them. But look at you positively, and we will show you how you can together with your spouse put it back together. There is a process. And so if that becomes a possibility, don't ignore it. And don't think we don't need the process. We can just get together. Everything's going to be fine. That may work, but it probably won't. We can show you the system that has been validated by thousands of couples. We'd like to share that with you, right, Kimberly?
Absolutely. If you would like to speak with someone on our team about moving forward with the solo spouse or the couples workshop, please follow the link in the show notes. We would love to speak with you and would love to help you work toward saving your marriage. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of Relationship Radio. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider sending it to a friend, a family member, a coworker, anyone who you think might need to hear it. If you scroll to the bottom of the show notes, you'll find any promos that we're running at the time of your listening. Please consider subscribing to the podcast so you never miss an episode. And remember, there is always hope. We'll see you in the next episode.